Here's a question that might sting a little. If you could erase your three worst financial decisions, how much wealthier would you be today? For most entrepreneurs, the answer is sobering. We don't fail because we lack intelligence or ambition. We fail because we pay what Cunningham calls the dumb tax, the steep price of emotionally driven decisions that seemed brilliant at 2 a.m., but look catastrophic in daylight. Warren Buffett, perhaps the world's shrewdest investor, credits his fortune not to genius moves, but to avoiding colossal blunders. Business isn't a game of who makes the most brilliant plays. It's a contest of who makes the fewest stupid ones. The problem? When emotions spike, intellect plummets. That opportunity of a lifetime feels urgent, exciting, inevitable, until it drains your bank account and teaches you an expensive lesson. Napoleon Hill didn't write "Trust Your Gut and Grow Rich." He wrote "Think and Grow Rich," because wealth flows from deliberate thinking, not impulsive reactions. The road less stupid isn't about having all the answers. It's about asking better questions before you act. After a catastrophic financial mistake, Cunningham developed Thinking Time, focused 30 to 45-minute sessions of uninterrupted concentration on high-stakes questions. His ritual is precise: a specific chair, designated pen, and dedicated journal. He eliminates all distractions, sometimes shading his eyes to maintain focus. After capturing each idea, he creates a new dot to prompt deeper exploration. The magic happens in the third of each session. After obvious ideas and predictable variations come breakthrough insights. His most valuable discoveries emerge only after pushing through initial mental resistance. Most business owners operate in constant reactive mode, preventing the deep analysis required to identify root problems rather than symptoms. Cunningham schedules 2 to 3 sessions weekly, focusing on areas where he feels uncertain or stuck. He distinguishes between options, ideas floating in your head, and choices, executable plans with clear steps. After each session, he spends 15 to 20 minutes capturing his best ideas, connecting dots rather than merely collecting them. Would you trust a surgeon who goes with their gut or one who carefully analyzes your condition? Yet in business, we glorify instinctive decisions over methodical thinking. The first discipline is finding the unasked question. When stuck, we assume we need better answers, but often we're asking inferior questions. As Peter Drucker warned, the truly dangerous thing is asking the wrong question. Better questions follow "how might I" so that I can, which clarifies what needs breaking versus fixing. The second discipline is separating problems from symptoms. We mistake symptoms, the gap between current reality and desired outcome, for actual problems. The real problem is the specific obstacle blocking progress. The third discipline is checking assumptions. Every good idea that turned bad shares one trait: unexamined assumptions. Cunningham constantly asks, "What don't I see?" because invisible factors cost money. Warren Buffett exemplifies this: stupid in small things, stupid in big things. The fourth discipline is considering second-order consequences through three questions: what's the upside, what's the downside, can I live with the downside? British colonials offered bounties for dead cobras in India. Entrepreneurs bred snakes for rewards. When the program ended, they released thousands of cobras, doubling the population. The fifth discipline is creating the machine. Thinking Time clarifies core problems, but a destination isn't a roadmap. You need a machine, actual changes in activity, priorities, and resource allocation to move from point A to point B. Sustainable success requires mastering four distinct roles. The artist creates with passion, but assumes better products automatically drive sales. The operator executes and adds value through effort, but gets trapped reacting to fires without addressing root causes. The owner adds value through leverage, dashboards, financial analysis, delegation balancing growth and control. The board questions, anticipates crises, and identifies risks, preventing expensive mistakes. Most entrepreneurs excel at one or two roles naturally, but must develop competence in all four. Switching between these mindsets as your business demands is crucial. Growth and control work inversely. More growth requires less control. Working with a peer group that questions assumptions and holds you accountable is one of the best business decisions you'll make. Culture isn't about nap rooms or free smoothies. Those drive entitlement, not excellence. True culture defines how people treat each other, communicate, handle conflict, and maintain accountability. Most workplace cultures aren't consciously created, but merely tolerated due to lack of courage to address problems like gossip, missed deadlines, and mediocrity. Cunningham's companies include culture statements in job postings and discuss principles in first interviews. Their culture demands accountability. See it, own it, solve it, do it. Solution-oriented thinking, respect, urgency, and rejection of average performance. Most terminations happen due to cultural misalignment, not lack of skills. When initiating cultural change, beware three saboteurs. Culture building requires ongoing commitment, not a one-time initiative. There's always someone who thinks they're exempt, usually a top performer who will ultimately need to go. And unenforced rules are merely suggestions. Coaching without consequences is pointless. Every leadership failure stems from lack of courage to have difficult conversations. As Peter Drucker noted, culture eats strategy for breakfast. A lousy culture reflects a lousy CEO. Most goals fail because they're vague hopes rather than measurable standards. I'll know it when I see it is meaningless, like shooting a wall, then painting a bullseye around the hole. Expert snipers paint the target first. A real plan includes specific weekly steps, milestones, timelines, resources, calendar commitments, funnel leads, conversion rates, and transaction values. Without specificity and accountability, you're living in fantasy. Glossy and fluffy produce mediocrity. Specifics and accountability require courage but produce greatness. Beware specialist advice. Consultants recommend solutions within their expertise, regardless of your needs. Optimize before you maximize. Quality leads targeting the right market with compelling messages matter more than quantity. When the late 1980s real estate collapse destroyed Cunningham's portfolio, he learned crucial lessons. Lack of discipline causes mistakes. Emotions mixed with greed produce disasters. Success breeds complacency. Never pursue marginal opportunities. Bad economies reveal problems, not create them. Debt creates illusion. One superstar outperforms 10 mediocre workers. Stay lean. Cash is king. We mistakenly believe more possessions equal more happiness, but mathematician Daniel Bernoulli observed that additional wealth brings diminishing returns. The second candy bar never satisfies like the first. Lottery winners return to baseline happiness within months. We confuse pleasure with happiness. Pleasure comes from sensory stimulation, a new car smell, a purchase's rush, but leads to hedonic adaptation. True happiness stems from gratitude, meaningful relationships, and personal growth. Success means getting what you want, the promotion, the house, the status symbols. Fulfillment comes from giving what you've got, your talents, wisdom, and energy serving others. At life's end, three questions matter. Is the world better because I lived in it? Who loved me, and who did I love deeply? Was my life congruent with my deepest beliefs? The road less stupid isn't merely about better business decisions. It's about creating a life of meaning through thoughtful, intentional choices.